flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Welcome in on a Tuesday. People, I have to tell you, I was very, very close to a dream coming true. And no, we're going to get to the Lions. We're going to get to all of the football things. But I stumbled on something last night, and I thought, oh my God, I've got Rico dead to effing rights. No one has slandered the sport of horse racing more than Rico Beard. No one has had more patronizing, disingenuous, sarcastic, and self-congratulatory commentary as Mr. Rico Beard. So last night, before bed, as I'm apt to do, and I pop the sleepy time gummy, and I'm laying in bed like Dracula, I will cruise the YouTube and just, you know, YouTube offers suggestions like, hey, friend, you seem to be interested in this. And naturally, for me, a lot of it is horse racing. And I saw a race I go to a lot, and it was the 1992 Florida Derby. Now, what would this have to do with Rico, you say? I'm glad you asked, friend.
Is this in Sarasota?
No. Once again, I honestly, if the ceiling collapsed and took us both out, I would take that deal because at least I know it got you. Okay. So look, what does this have to do with Rico? Well, 1992, a little known musical artist from Oakland, California, had gotten into horse racing. And he owned a horse that was racing in the Florida Derby. That little-known artist was a gentleman named MC Hammer. That horse was named Dance Floor.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
And Rico's cousin was one of Hammer's confidants at the height of Hammer's success, the venerable Benito, who we've joked about time and again. Well, as I clicked on the video, it wasn't just the race. It was the ABC Wide World of Sports complete presentation, including Tom Rinaldi-style background pieces on owners and sob stories. And here's MC Hammer and his entourage. We got MC Hammer shirtless at Belmont Park with 15 people around him going, oh my God, if Benito's in this video. Then they interview the whole Hammer clan. And then they show him live at Gulfstream Park in 1992. Hammer head to toe in a ketchup red suit. Red shoes, red tie, people around him. I go, I swear to Christ, if Benito is in either of these, we have got a blood link that Rico Beard's family has participated in horse racing. And I had Rico comb the video. And I want to give Rico credit. He could have been dismissive. He could have lied. But David was sitting over his left shoulder. I was sitting over his right. And David said, God will know if you lie. Rico combed these videos in slow motion. And alas, Benito was not there.
It was close.
One
of the bodyguards who looks like him, I was like, nah, it's Hammer's
actual
bodyguard.
You rewound it twice. Yeah. I was so excited.
Yeah.
But there was something charming about Too Legit to Quit as background music for a horse running.
Yeah.
And I want to say I'm a little bit heartbroken.
Sorry, buddy.
Because I could have sent you the video, but I went, no, this will give him a chance to lie or corroborate with Benito.
Why would I do that?
Because you could never admit your family likes horse racing.
I like horse racing.
No.
Mike, all jokes aside, here's the beauty of horse racing.
Oh, here comes a joke about Nabans.
No, it is not. That's Evan.
Oh, okay. Is this the one where the horses wear Air Jordans?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Evan really had me believing, like, they wear chains on their feet. I was like, for real? He's like, and then I was like, Mike, do they? And he's just cracking up. And
is this another one of your endless jokes about horses wearing tattoos or branding shaved into their skin?
The beauty of horse racing is that the races are so quick that you can get into it whether you really are into horse racing or not. So you know what? You pick a number, you pick a color, you pick a jockey, you pick something that reminds you of your childhood, and you just root for it. And it makes no sense whatsoever.
Makes total sense.
But for 3 minutes, you're just like, okay, that was the name of my old street that I grew up.
My investigation into Rico Beard and his lineage continues. We begin today's show.
I showed you the song.
Also, Benito was really belting out a tune in that video you showed me. The idea that Hammer ripping off his shirt in the winner circle of Belmont Park Theater. I will be combing. You know, Hammer had another good horse. A horse named Light Light.
Oh.
She won the Kentucky Oaks, which is the female version of the Derby. Let me find a video of the 91 Oaks, and you let me see Benito there. It's over. You're done. I'm going to get
know.
You. There was a movie, I'm going to get you, sucker. That's exactly my words to you.
Okay.
I am going to, and
nice
let
reference.
Me find a young R.L. Beard at the track. You show me Rico in Hammer's entourage at the track. It's over.
Okay. You know what, Mike? You. If you find it, I'll take you to the store, and I'll buy you one rib.
I'm on to you. That's all I'm saying.
Just
all right.
One rib.
David.
How much for a cup? Just pour it in my hand.
We are going to get to a number of things today, one of which... Someone subscribes to my theory about Taylor Swift in the NFL, that she is Thanos, that she runs this deal. I have audio proof. We're going to talk about it. The Lions have hired an offensive coordinator. We're going to talk about, okay, how did they get better? What is your faith in this? Where do you stand? We got the five stages of grief. We also want to open up with the following. I wanted to dedicate a couple of segments to the Pistons of all things. No, not because they got blown out last night. Cleveland's an elite, mature, veteran team. They're not in the same spot as the Pistons. Pistons have been marvelous in their turnaround. But what I want to do, David, do you have the quote? I'd like you to read it as if it were scripture. So get serious.
All right.
I want you to make sense of this. Now, the NBA trade deadline is in 8 or 9 days, February 6th, I believe.
Correct.
And Malik Beasley has been a really nice addition to this team as just a dead-eye shooter, a veteran, guy who can guard, nice role player. Do you know where he'd flourish? Well, he'd flourish on a championship team.
Right.
He'd be that bench guy. He'd be that's really what he was with Denver. But I want David to read this, and I want you to make sense of this.
Okay.
Is that fair?
Okay.
I swear to God, if I ever catch your ass in one of these videos at the track, it's over for you. All right. Too legit to quit.
Oh, all the right. 90s. Early 90s were great times, my friend.
Listen, just David, I want you to read the quote from Malik Beasley, if you'd be so kind.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, here's the quote from Malik Beasley. Me and Trajan Langdon have been talking a lot. We're trying to figure out what's going to happen. I still have to get through this trade deadline. There are some championship teams that want me, but I told Trajan I like where I'm at. He told me about the impact I've brought. Hopefully he agrees. He also told me it's a business. If a championship team comes with a crazy deal, the business is the business. We're just waiting for the deadline to go through. After that, I think we'll start talking about if maybe we can put something together.
I want you to make sense of that. What's your takeaway from that?
Sounds like, at least from Trajan, he's saying that, look, dude, I want to have you here. But I also realize if somebody's willing to pay me a king's ransom for you, I'm packing your bags and you're leaving.
Oh, no.
That's what I got from that.
Okay.
The business is the business.
Yeah, but the business, okay, this is good. I'm glad we have a little bit of a disagreement. This is positive. Isn't the business right now, we're done trading people for scraps? The business is Malik Beasley's 28, right, and he's unrestricted this summer, and he actually hasn't said, I'd rather die than play in Detroit.
Right.
He could shoot, clearly works with Cade. See, I'd actually ask the question, shouldn't this be the type of guy we sign? We don't trade.
And here's what I took from that is, yeah, I would love to have you here. You want to be here. But it was this quote right here. Mm-hmm. If a championship team comes with a crazy deal, the business is the business.
So what's a crazy deal in your mind? Jeez. I'm not quoting
no,
you.
No, I'm saying like
what's a deal where I call you up and I go, Rico, I got a good authority. Team X has offered this for Beasley, and you go, done, trade his ass.
I mean, this is one where you probably get some type of a role player plus a couple draft picks that they really feel like, you know what? They're in the F those picks type of stage. We need Beasley to beat the Celtics. We gotta have him here. What do you want, Detroit? And okay, that's where it's like, hey, Trajan, what do you want? You want draft picks? We got a ton of draft picks that we can never draft. You can have them.
I would love to know from you guys. And obviously, the Lions have taken up so much of the oxygen in the room. But the Pistons last year at this time had 4 or 5 wins. This year, they got like 24. The point is, at what point do you get off the treadmill? At what point do you start building? Now, I am not going to scream and yell. I have said if people are going to be made to care about the Pistons and invest in this, they got to make a trade. They have to be in the headlines. They have to add someone. They have to kind of shock people's systems. This is not the Pistons' fault, mind you. So nobody down at LCA be all butthurt. I don't blame you guys for nothing on this. You're just a victim of circumstance that the NFL runs everything, especially in this town. But the idea of selling Malik Beasley, there's no trade that could be offered realistically. What I don't want are people or Rico or David calling up and telling me, well, what if it's 3 first-round picks? Ain't happening. There's no trade that could be offered that I'm accepting. Because the reality is you picked up a veteran. It worked. It's anti-Troy Weaver.
It is.
Remember all the veterans Troy Weaver would pick up and they would turn into cans of soup?
It is.
Okay, so Malik is a guy I want on a 4-year, $80 million deal, no?
Right, it is. But I think it's one of those where if somebody says, like think of like the Jack Flaherty trade for the Tigers.
Okay.
You wanted to keep him here, but the Dodgers were like, hey, well, how about these 2 top prospects we have? Ship him to us. We'll give you these 2 top prospects. And Trey Sweeney immediately got some playing time And you're like, okay, maybe we have something to build. Did they want to get rid of him? No. But the Dodgers came forth and said, here's our number 8 and number 22 prospects. We'll give you that for him.
I still don't like it.
If somebody offers you a trade and says, hey, Trajan, we really need him. We're all right. Desperate.
David,
other than that, you absolutely want to keep him. But if a team is so desperate that they're like, man, I think we have a path to beating the Celtics. We got a path to winning the West, and he is the final piece of the puzzle, and I don't care about anything else. You got to take that call.
I'm going to say I got to keep the guy. This is good. It's a natural, organic disagreement. Zero talk pre-show about it. This works for me. It's not a blood war. But, guys, here's what I need. You know what? Okay? You know, David often has these emotional needs, and he's like, you guys need to be nice to me today. I'm sensitive. Can we do one segment of non-lion sports in this town, please? Can I get like 5 to 10 human beings that have an opinion on Malik Beasley in a metro area of over 4 million people? Can we do that? That's all I ask. Because I don't want to trade Beasley. I don't want to take that phone call. I don't want to sell for the number 28 overall pick in 2026. I don't want to do it. If they've made this leap, Beasley's a part of the leap.
He absolutely
is. I want to keep him. And again, if he told me I'd rather throw myself off the Gordie Howe ass first and play in Detroit, that's different. Then you're like, I got to trade him.
But here's the question we always say. Do you feel like this team's going to win an NBA championship?
No. No.
So if that's the case.
But can Beasley be a part of a team that does win one? Yes, because he has been. Unless the dementia's setting in, he was a big part of the Nuggets run.
Fair.
So I just, look, 248-539-9797. Can you do this for me, people? Can we have one segment that doesn't involve Dan Campbell, kneecaps, or you guys being in your feelings about a team that lost 10 days ago? Can we do that? I give you the rest of the show, and you can have all your feelings. Can I have this? Help me help you. These comments bug me. I do not want to trade Malik Beasley. I want to sign Malik Beasley. 248-539-9797. David, I'll get to your commentary momentarily. We are up against it.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.